Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
What's up, everybody? It's How To Tuesday, and today we're here in Louisiana with my good friend Anthony Randazzo. One of the popular ways to fish in Louisiana and many other places is with what's called a popping cork, but not all popping corks are created equal. Anthony is going to teach us how to pick exactly the right popping cork for what we're trying to catch.
Absolutely. So here we have two pretty similar corks in terms of their rigging, their sound. But one is a concave head popping cork that's really good for making a lot of commotion in the water. The other is an egg or oval-shaped popping cork. It makes a slightly softer sound in the water. The cool thing about the two corks is they both have their perfect application. If we're fishing on a day where, let's say, we're just chasing redfish, we're probably going to use the big cork. It's going to make more noise, and it's going to get the attention of the fish, call them to the bait that we're showing them underneath the cork. On a rare occasion, we'll use the smaller cork to fish redfish if the bite's real subtle, because the smaller cork will show you the subtlest of strikes. The other reason we use the oval cork is when we're fishing speckled trout. It's a more aerodynamic cork with a little bit less buoyancy. The smaller fish can pull it down and not feel the resistance, and they'll hang on to your bait a little bit longer. So there's two corks. You know, this great corks to have on the boat at all times. I would never go out with just one or the other. The bigger cork might get you a little more casting distance in the wind. This cork's aerodynamic. If you rig it right, it'll fly quite a distance out there and do the same job. But each cork has its own application. It's good to know which one to throw in.
Okay, that's awesome, Anthony. And for people that haven't really fished with a popping cork much, explain what the whole idea of a popping cork is.
Well, it does two things. One, it makes noise. You see bait fish jumping on the surface making noise, and that attracts game fish. The second thing it does, it keeps your lure in the strike zone for a long time. You can basically leave it motionless, and you can also just give it a little bit of action, just a subtle pop. You know, this one here, you can hear they both have pretty similar sounds, but you don't have to pull the oval cork as hard. You can just get that little click. And this one, you're getting a click and a boom because the cup's going to grab the water, make a lot more noise.
Okay, and so then the fish hear that, and then they just kind of come by. And I know that with you, we fish with live shrimp sometimes, but we also fish with soft plastics underneath. Is there a time or a place where you would choose one over the other?
Any kind of bait works if the bait is the prevalent bait for the season. Times of the year, we're out casting menhaden, cast netting menhaden. We'll fish menhaden on bait hook underneath these corks and have great success doing that as well. So, you know, shrimp, crab, menhaden, your favorite artificial lures, it'll all work.
All right. That's popping cork 101. There's more than one type of popping cork. And as with everything in fishing, there are nuances and ways to get better at it. So thank you, Anthony. And that's it for How To Tuesday this week. We'll be back next week.